How the money will flow across borders in this new presidential administration, a corporate angle and a family angle on this inauguration day. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The incoming administration is well aware of all the piles of profits U.S.-based corporations have parked overseas to avoid higher U.S. corporate taxes. Tax reform is in the wind. One technique under discussion by the Trump team is called the repatriation holiday, a grace period where the U.S. corporate tax rate might be reduced from 35 to just 10% for a temporary stretch. Harvard business professor C. Fritz Foley has studied this. Professor, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is about bringing home the bacon to the U.S., profits. You've studied these. How do they work?
The U.S. gives firms credit for foreign taxes that are paid, but then imposes taxes on money that is repatriated to the United States. Many firms have decided to keep money abroad. And so by some estimates, there's $2.5 trillion sitting abroad. The tax holiday would allow firms to bring money back at a lower tax cost than they would before the holiday.
So history could serve as some guide. We've tried this before, I think. When, in 2004?
Exactly. Congress passed the American Job Creation Act. And that law allowed companies to deduct 85% of their repatriations from U.S. taxes for 1 year. And firms brought back close to $300, $350 billion during that holiday.
What did the companies do with all that money that came home?
We found that repatriations were not associated with increases in employment, capital expenditures. We did find that the repatriations were associated with higher payouts to shareholders.
All right. So we've been talking about 2004, but if you bring it up to the 2017 context, many of the multinationals right now in the United States are, again, not hurting for cash. They can borrow it very easily at these relatively low interest rates. So more money coming in from abroad, what would you think might happen this time?
I think we would be likely to see funds return to shareholders. But that doesn't mean that it's bad for the economy or it's not stimulative. They're going to either increase consumption or reinvest that money.
Sure, but it's slightly a bummer from the perspective of some policymakers that the companies might not be more inclined to buy more stuff or hire more people, because then it would translate directly into jobs.
I would argue that right now this cash is effectively trapped abroad or held abroad because of the distortions of our tax system. And this will at least allow those funds to be reallocated, hopefully in a more productive manner. I think it is important to keep in mind that the circumstances that gave rise to the demand for this kind of a holiday need to be addressed.
Fritz Foley teaches business at Harvard. Professor Foley, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Checking my live market screens on this inauguration day. S&P and NASDAQ futures are up about 0.2% or a little more. The Dow future just turned positive, up 10 points now. Bonds are down, driving the 10-year Treasury yield up above 2.5%. We started with corporations working across many borders, now to cross-border economics involving families, and one border in particular, the southern border. We like to catch up with Leon Krause, anchor and correspondent for Univision's KMEX in Los Angeles. You also see his writing in The New Yorker and Mexico's El Universal. Hello, Leon.
Hi, David. How are you?
Well, the core of your audience is Spanish-speaking, but it includes people who've been in the U.S. a long time, new immigrants. On the occasion of the inauguration of Donald Trump, you must be hearing diverse reactions.
Yes, I have. There are voices who approach the news in a calmer fashion, who have been preparing for difficult times for a while, almost in a biblical sense, since no one really knows how he will handle, for example, President Obama's executive action, DACA. No one really knows if he'll follow through on the promise of building this great wall. So I think that there is most of all uncertainty and fear among the Hispanic community in Southern California, at least.
Yeah, DACA, which protected 750,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Now, you mentioned preparations. You talk about formal preparations. Are people retaining lawyers, moving assets, do you think?
I have heard of people who have indeed sought legal advice in case, for example, that DACA falls through. But the majority of preparations that I've heard are not people who are getting ready to fight to stay in the United States, but rather, quite sadly, the opposite. People who are preparing to make the move back to their countries of origin, which are not necessarily the countries of origin of their kids, as you know. So this is like a reverse migration, a mass expulsion in a way.
Following the money, as we do on this program, remittances, you know, immigrant groups sending cash to support relatives back home.
Remittances to countries like Mexico and El Salvador, for example, have indeed been sent in record numbers, both in the few months prior to Trump's victory and especially in the months since. For example, Mexicans sent almost $2.4 billion back home just during November. That's 25% more than what they had sent in the same period a year earlier. I think it's likely that he will use remittances to pay for his wall, taxing remittances, and people are aware of this, and that might be an explanation of why we've seen this increase in remittances being sent to both Mexico, El Salvador, and other countries of the region.
Leon Krause is the anchor at Univision's KMEX in Los Angeles. Leon, thank you for this.
Thank you, David.
Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer, Janet Wynn. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.